Interesting that we were talking this morning about the tiny teddies that are reducing the size of the amount of product you're getting in the packaging. We see it across the supermarket aisles, particularly with food. One place, however, we don't see that. We see the reverse, and this gentleman is kind of, in a way, responsible for that from Event Cinemas, Garth Wiley. The cinemas, they never reduce the size of anything.
No, well, good morning. And yes, no, you're right. It's all about bigger and better at the cinemas. And I was just saying before, it's all about the indulgence.
It really is. I mean, can I have a small popcorn? No, the small. No, that is the small.
That
it's
is the
size
small
of
one.
A small car.
Look, we're not as big as what the sizes are in other countries, particularly America as well, where you look at maybe our large over here is maybe their small or medium.
I remember some American friends coming out and they went to a fast food chain and got what they thought was the small Coke, and it actually is the carton is the exact same carton they use. Hang on, I got that around the wrong way, haven't I?
Yeah, they asked for the large here, and it was their small from
Thank
the
you.
States.
Yeah, Thank exactly. Thank you for saving me. See, it's that giant popcorn that's got me confused.
I know. But look, you know, I'm surprised that people can get through those popcorns. You know, to be honest with you, but they do. It's
maybe,
amazing.
Maybe there is the people that actually buy the large.
Well, it's all about the experience. You sit there and you just, you know, you eat it very, very slowly, and of course you need a big drink to go with it.
We have to
because of the butter salt that's in there.
Exactly. Does anybody do, yeah, that's a marketing ploy. Does anybody do what I do, though? I have my popcorn, and I get a choc top as well, so I eat the chocolate off, the chocolate wrapping off the choc top, dip the ice cream into the popcorn and eat that
Yeah,
way.
Look, there's some weird type of food,
well,
food
that
things that happen. Well, I don't know, Mark. look, I've seen people who put their Maltesers into the popcorns, and that's that seems to be a thing. I don't know.
Sweet and savoury together. I think that's what that is.
Yeah, well, true. And, you know, and in the States in particular, they do different flavoured popcorns as well. So you can have those savoury flavours. We just do traditional, you know, we do a little bit of caramel every now and then, but, you know, generally it's the butter salt and that's it.
Okay, well, I think we'll stick with that. We will stick with a very exciting movie. If you love the Planet of the Apes movies, I love all of them, even the old ones.
Yeah, look, this is great. Look, Woody Harrelson's the main actor lead in this particular film. And look, you know, we know what we're going to get with, you know, a war for the Planet of the Apes. The apes are battling the human army. And look, you know, a slightly different twist on the story this time. But, you know, if you love the films, you know, it's amazing what they can do with the CGI graphics these days. And looking at some of the trailers for the film, you know, you could be mistaken for thinking that there's human beings standing in front of apes having a full conversation.
You could. Let's have a listen.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Which is basically the subplot of all of the films.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same, but different this time. So, yeah, look, this is one of those films that we also need to point out as well that, you know, some films you can wait and see them on the smaller screen at home, wait for DVD, streaming video. But this is there's a grandeur attached to these type of films. And, you know, for those big fight scenes, you know, seeing it on a 20-plus metre screen is always, you know, immersive, as they say.
And if you've got a big screen, you need a big popcorn, but we've covered that already. For those who would like a little bit of refinement, a little bit of fine art, and a little bit of comedy as well, Andre Rieu's next concert is coming to the big screen.
Oh, look, absolutely. Andre Rieu, they used to be live or time-shifted from Maastricht, his hometown. But in this case, it's pre-recorded. It's gone a little bit wider on a few more screens across the Central Coast and Newcastle. But look, Andre, he has a dedicated audience that get out and love to see him. And look, he's partnered with the 60-piece Johann Strauss Orchestra. So this is a big concert. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not quite into classical music, this might be an introduction to that scene for you.
I think it would be. The thing with him that he sort of makes it different. It's not just another dude conducting an orchestra and but it's
absolutely
it's
not. He engages with the audience. That, you know, has jokes with the crowds. It's a lot of fun and a lot of big songs. That look, you know, if you're into his music, you'll know a lot of his songs that he puts on. But he also plays some of the favourites as well.
And some other movies very quickly that are appearing.
We've got some advanced screenings across town at the moment. The Big Sick, about a cross-generational and cross-racial relationship. We've also got Atomic Blonde, very excited for this film, with Charlize Theron and James McAvoy.
Why would that be?
Well,
why would you be excited about that?
Type of film, MI6, Cold War, that type of thing. You know, very, Jason Bourne type of stuff going on as well. And a film in very limited release, A Monster Calls as well, with Felicity Jones and Sigourney Weaver in that one as well. So check your guides for more info.
There is a lot happening this week of the movie. Garth, thank you for coming in and joining us as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.